Scott Stinson from the National Post joins us. Scott, a surprising move by Alex Anthopoulos, but not one you can criticize because clearly they're getting the best player in the deal.
Yeah, absolutely. If that's the old axiom about whoever gets the best player wins the trade, then it's pretty clear that the Jays would win this one. It's a surprise only in the sense of, as you sort of said in the opening, everyone assumes that starting pitching is what Alex Anthopoulos would be going for, and he may still well be. In fact, he probably still is. But you get an opportunity to add a bat like Troy Tulowitzki to the lineup, and he's a better defensive shortstop than Jose Reyes, certainly at this point in their careers. And, you know, it's kind of like a rich get richer thing where the Jays offense, which has been so good all year, is now, you know, bordering on murderous with that lineup. So it'll be interesting to see, obviously, how he fits in the batting order.
The Jays are an interesting one, Scott, because, you know what, they're in one of the league's biggest markets. They're billion-dollar conglomerate controls their broadcast rights and owns them. Yet, you know, they don't spend a ton of money when you look at that compared to, a lot of the other big teams. Do you think this is a sign, because Tulowitzki obviously, is worth more than the Reyes, that maybe they're going to start spending the money that would be equal to their market and the bottomless pit of money they have from their own?
I would say maybe on that front, only because it's kind of a convenient add of salary in that they remove the very big Jose Reyes ticket from the books as well. So it's almost a bit of a salary swap in the short term. It's a bigger commitment long term because Tulowitzki can sign through, I think, 2021. So in that sense, you know, they're committing to some spending down the road, but they're not going significantly out of their way to spend more money this year. And for my sense of things, this is, you know, this year, last year, in this window where they have Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion on really team-friendly contracts through the end of next season, this is when they should be, you know, spending more money and just saying, the hell with it, we haven't made the playoffs since 1993. As you say, where it's owned by a massive company that, you know, it's kind of a rounding error on the bottom line for Rodgers to be adding millions of dollars to the payroll. They play in a league that has some sort of, you know, it doesn't have a hard salary cap, although there are some punitive measures if you go really high into the salary stratosphere. But there are other teams in other markets that just say, we'll spend what we want to spend to be competitive. And the benefit of that is that the team is going to get better television ratings, better attendance, all that stuff. That flows in when the team's successful. And I've never been able to figure that part of the equation out with Rodgers. They, as you say, they own the team. They own the broadcast rights on, you know, all platforms. So why wouldn't they spend whatever they have to spend to get a winner? It just makes no sense to me that they would put any sort of cap on it and say, well, we want to win, but we want to win within, you know, X million dollars as opposed to X plus Y. That part of it has never made sense to me.
Anthopoulos, I guess LaTroy Hawkins, let's continue there before we move on. He's 42 years of age. He got anything left?
Yeah, enough probably. You know, it's bullpen depth is good, and their bullpen has been a weak spot along with the rotation. So, you know, I think adding a guy like Hawkins would be good for matchups and things like that. I don't think he obviously isn't a big part of the deal, but serviceable, I think, is what you call LaTroy Hawkins. And at this point, you know, they can use some of that certainly and to help out in the pen.
Well, they need some help there, but they need more help on the pitching mound. I know there's, you know, David Price's name from the Detroit Tigers is the name that's out there a lot. Obviously, he would be a rental. Do you see Anthopoulos going that big on him? I've said it all along. This is the year I think you got to do it. Now, I know they got Tulowitzki, so their offense and, you know, their defense looks like it'll be solid, especially on that side of the infield for years to come. But you can't expect your offense to be this dominant next year. They've got it. You've got to, I think, go after it now and get somebody to try to get to the postseason.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen them be in on David Price last year so that they would have got him for the end of last season plus this year as well. I mean, that it sort of goes back to my point about being chintzy with money then. That's, I think, when you want to do it is to add payroll and have the benefit of many, many more starts than you would for just 2 months at the end of this year. But your larger point, I agree. I mean, this they keep having these seasons where the powers in the division, you know, this year the Yankees have been okay, but they haven't been great. The Red Sox have fallen back again. The Rays are having an off year. They keep having these years where the American League East is there for the taking, and the Jays are just not taking advantage of that opportunity. And that's why I think you need to look at it and say, this is our time to do something, and to not be cautious, and to not say, well, we're building for the future, and so on and so forth. Sometimes there are just windows of opportunity that present themselves, and you have to be ready to deal at that point, even if it means, you know, taking a risk and giving up prospects that down the road might, you know, you might regret. But I just don't see how the way this, you know, offense is performing and the opportunity that is there, if they can get another starter, top-end starter at the front of that rotation, it just seems like too good an opportunity to pass up, even if it means giving up, you know, some of your high-level prospects.
Scott Sinson from National Post joins us talking a little MLB, the Jays' big trade. Troy Tulowitzki is now a member of the Jays, supposedly going to be in the lineup tonight. For fun, if you are Anthopoulos and a team came to you, okay, they're offering up a starting pitcher who has a year or two left on his contract, and said, I'll make it, but you got to give me Encarnacion or Batista. Which one of those two would you deal?
I would deal Encarnacion, only because his health seems a little more questionable, and I just feel like you know what you're getting with Jose Bautista.
Okay.
So I think if I had to choose one, it would be Edwin that I would unload. But I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I don't see a team deciding to do that, give up a high impact pitcher for a guy who's only under contract for one more year. That seems like, it's certainly possible. You never know which team we're talking about and who they're offering. But I think it's more likely the deal that he's going to have to be considering is somebody like a Marcus Stroman or a really high-end prospect off the Jays' collection of them to get some sort of that kind of a deal done. And that's obviously going to be a tougher call for Anthopoulos to make. I think if he had to part with one of those two big bats, you would look at it as, well, those guys are only here for another year anyway. Whereas that, the elite young pitcher is somebody that obviously everybody covets and that you feel a little bit harder about getting rid of, especially when they've just traded some in the trade today.
What have you seen as the biggest trouble for Encarnacion this year at the plate? Like, his average is .234, but his, his OPS is .784, almost 100 points lower than Batista.
Yeah, it seems with him, you always go, well, he doesn't start strong and he always gets up hot later in the season. And then you sort of look at the calendar and you're like, it's the end of July now and he hasn't come around yet. So I think, you know, there's always the possibility with him that he will just go on some crazy hot streak and we'll all forget about it, because that's kind of his pattern. And he goes on this tear and then the OPS gets right back up where he's seeing it. But no, I just think, you know, he's been fighting this thing and that thing. He's a bit older. It's weird because he seems sometimes more like a broken down veteran than his age would suggest. He's not, he and Bautista are comparable in that sense, but Encarnacion always seems like the guy who's kind of, you know, approaching the end of his career, even though he necessarily shouldn't be. But so I just think it's one of those things where he's not having the greatest of years. He's probably fighting through some nagging things. And the way the Jays of the last, you know, 5-6 years have gone, if he ends up being the guy they trade, they'll probably go on a murderous run as soon as he gets somewhere else.
Well, Scott, a big day for Jays fans. Obviously, they get a better player, but it still does not address the most pressing need for this team. Do you think Anthopoulos finds a way to get a quality starting pitcher?
I think it's going to be tough to do in the very short amount of time that's left. He said some stuff today that suggests, like, obviously he wants to do it if something's available. But I think the fact that this trade happened might be a suggestion that he realizes that those starting pitching opportunities aren't going to be there for him at a price he's comfortable with. So he's gone ahead and done an upgrade where he could do an upgrade at a price he was comfortable with. So if I had to bet, I would say no. I'd be surprised if we see a big Blue Jays starting pitcher acquisition between now and August or July 31st, but I certainly wouldn't bet on them getting Troy Tulowitzki either, so maybe he'll prove me wrong again.
Well, we'll see what happens, Scott. Appreciate your time.
Okay, anytime, Jason.